I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast. And I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Take a look at this tree! Isn't this huge? Look how big it is! Wow!
Wow, these trees are something else. Have you ever seen a tree this big in your life? I think this tree deserves a like. If this tree had a YouTube channel, I bet it would have 1 million subscribers. More than me. Wow, these trees are called Douglas firs. Douglas firs. Look at this here. Okay, this is the big tree. Okay, this is that tree right there, right? The largest tree in the park is this giant Douglas fir. It is over 800 years old, 76 meters tall, and 9 meters round. It was over 300 years old when Christopher Columbus came to North America in 1492. Wow, this tree was 300 years old when Columbus came to North America. That's crazy. Douglas fir is one of Canada's oldest living tree species and can live to be over 1,000 years old. Wow, look at this, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. One of Europe's most famous landmarks is dwarfed by the size of the big tree. That is crazy. Tree age can be determined by counting the number of rings on a burl or by a core sample from a living tree. Wow, this is just crazy. This area is called, it's called Cathedral Grove. Cathedral Grove. It's in between Nanaimo and Port Alberni. If you want to visit this cool place with these giant trees, if you want to say hello to this tree with 1 million subscribers, then you can come here to Cathedral Grove. This is just amazing. Hey, I want to show you inside an outhouse. Okay, if you go camping here in Canada, you will you'll be using the bathroom in an outhouse. Look, there's an outhouse, and there's an outhouse here. So what does it look like inside an outhouse? Well, I'm going to show you right now. Here we go. Okay. So, we are inside an outhouse. Look, there's the toilet. Let's look inside. Wow, I better not drop my camera in there. So, basically, an outhouse is a toilet in the woods. And it has a... Feels like there's something crawling on my head. Do I have something on my head? I hope not. Hope it's not a spider or a tick. Do you know what a wood tick? You know, if you go camping here in Canada in the summer, you know, one thing you need to be careful for is ticks. Ticks can, you don't even realize it, but if you're walking through the woods, if there's like tall grass or something, you know, maybe the next day you'll feel a little lump on your skin, on your legs, or anywhere on your body, and say, "What's that?" And you look in the mirror, and you'll see it's a tick that is bitten you, and it can be it can make you very sick. So be careful for ticks if you go camping. Okay, so this is an outhouse. You know, I don't know where the waste goes. It's just like a hole in the ground. I think they, you know, a truck comes and they pump it out every now and then. I'm not sure. I don't know anything about it, but yeah, that's an outhouse. Look how mossy these trees are. Look at that moss. Look at that. That's the roots of a tree. Look at that. If we go over here, there's the tree. And look how big these roots are. Wow, it just takes up such a huge area. This is so cool. Hey, look, a slug. Look at that. It's called a slug. Hey, look at this cool tree. It starts off as one tree, and then it splits off into two trees. Isn't that cool? Hey, look at this. We have more tree roots. Look at that. And look on this side. Wow, that's huge. There must have been a tree that fell that way, and another tree that fell that way. That's crazy. The path just goes right through the tree roots. Hey, look, another twin tree. Look, it started as one tree, and then it split off into twins. Isn't that cool? Even trees can have twins. Wow. Is that the side of a mountain? Look at that. All those plants growing out. Do you think that's the side of a mountain? No. It's the roots of a tree. Take a look at this. Look at that. It's the roots of a giant tree. That is so crazy. Have you ever seen tree roots like that before? All right, it's time to take a look at the map and roll the dice. There's a dog over there. Okay, let's roll the dice first. So, our first die was a like, and our second one was a dislike, remember? So maybe today it'll be subscribe, who knows? Let's see, ready? One, two, three. Like, yes. Can you see it from there? Take a look at that. All right, two likes and one dislike so far. All right, I'm happy with that ratio, 2-1. I hope it stays like that. Okay, so let's take a look at our map here. Pin just fell out. Okay, so we are over here on the West Coast. Remember, our first episode was right over here in Pacific Rim National Park, and then we went inland to a place called Port Alberni, and now we're going over here all the way to the east side of the island to a place called Nanaimo. Nanaimo. Wow, that's cool. So we are on our way to Nanaimo. Let's put another sticker on the map. All right, get my sticker here. All right, I got a sticker. Let's put it on the map. Nanaimo is like, right. Whoops, I think I put it more in the water than on the land. Maybe we'll jump in the water and do some swimming then. Okay, so we're on our way to Nanaimo. All right, it's time for some lunch. And it's time to check my Patreon to see if I have any new patrons. I have a new patron! Wow! Check that out! A new patron! Wow, I'm so excited about that.
Thank you so much. Wow, now I have 9 patrons. Wow, isn't that amazing? 9 people in the world like me. Wow, how many people like you in the world? I'm so thankful for my 9 patrons. Okay, now let's see what we have on the menu today for lunch. Look at this. Steak! Wow! And what else do we have? What other goodies do we have today? We have homemade kefir. Mmm. And sauerkraut. Wow! Oh no, I have low battery. My camera's running on low battery. And for dessert, we have Canadian maple syrup. Look at that. Wow, that's exciting. Okay, well, the steak is cooking here. I just want to show you where I am. Look at this. I'm in Nanaimo. I'm just outside the city of Nanaimo. And take a look at this cool little bay here. I guess this is part of the water here. We're gonna cross this. We're gonna cross this this piece of water tomorrow morning, and go across to the mainland. Right now we're on Vancouver Island, but tomorrow we're gonna take about a 2-hour ferry ride, and we're gonna cross the mainland to somewhere over there. I don't know. So let's just check out this little beach. Here, I'll just flip the camera around. Okay, wow, look at this. Look at all these rocks. Isn't that cool? Let's go touch the water to see if it's cold. I think the water's gonna be pretty cold because it's beginning of June. It means all the glaciers are melting and are starting to melt up in the mountains. So I think this is gonna be pretty cold. Hey, look at this seaweed. All this green seaweed here. This water doesn't look very clean, but I'll touch it. No, actually, that's much warmer than I thought. Wow, I thought the water would be cold, but it's actually pretty warm. Hey, look at that. Look at those nice houses over there. Wouldn't that be a nice place to live? Beautiful view of the bay here. Wow, that would be awesome. Okay, let's go back and eat our lunch. Steak, maybe the steak is finished cooking. Hey, do you want to join me today for lunch? I wish you could join me every day for lunch. If you join me, I'll cook you a steak. Hey guys, check this out. I'm at a butterfly garden. Look at this beautiful place. It's a butterfly garden, and take a look at this. I found some baby butterflies. Look at that. Caterpillar hasn't hatched yet. And look over here. There's another guy right there. See that? Wow. Baby butterflies that haven't hatched. Can you see the butterflies flying around? Whoa. Take a look at that big blue one. Wow. Hey guys, I'm just checking into my hotel here in Nanaimo. It's called the Bluebird Motel. See there on the sign? The Bluebird Motel. So, where's it? Room 50, okay. So, there's a bed, TV, and some chairs. And down there you can see my SUV, and we've got a nice mirror, fridge, little mini fridge, a desk, and a bathroom. Okay, it's the same price as the last motel, the Tai Motel in Port Alberni. So this is the same price, $75 a night. And
gonna stay here for one night, and then tomorrow morning we're gonna cross the water on the ferry over to the mainland. So that's gonna be exciting. So I what else do I have to say today? Well, hope you enjoyed the episode. I'll see you over tomorrow morning on the ferry.